The last hours of Sonny Trambui's life were spent writhing in a cell. Known to his family as Bobo, the 33-year-old father of five died in custody at Sydney's Silverwater Correctional Facility in November 2013. His sister, Anne Bui, has now spoken with Jeanette Francis on SBS's The Feed about his death.
What were you told had happened?
That he had been arrested, that he was being held in a cell, and when he was in that cell, he had suffered a ruptured ulcer and had passed away from it.
The Feed obtained exclusive CCTV vision, which shows Sonny Trambui in severe discomfort in the hours leading up to his death. With a long history of drug abuse, he was diagnosed by nurses as detoxing, but it was later revealed he was suffering from something far more serious. The medical expert appointed by his family, Dr. Johan van den Bogarde, says he believes the symptoms could have been noticed.
This young man presented with some signs and symptoms which were very typical of quite severe ulcer disease, and these were not diagnosed.
Around 9:30 p.m. on the evening of November the 23rd, the prisoner suffered a burst ulcer. After 8 hours of severe discomfort, he appears to convulse, and only then do health staff enter the cell. What is captured on CCTV cameras raises serious questions about the conduct of correctional officers. As he lay dying, officers are seen playing around in a wheelchair outside his cell. Miss Bui says their behaviour is disturbing.
It's callous. They don't understand the seriousness of the situation. They're not comprehending that. They don't understand how important their job is.
In his submission to the coroner, the court-appointed medical expert, Dr. Christopher Vickers, writes,
I do not think that any other action by Justice Health could have prevented Mr. Trambui's death.
Dr. van den Bogarde says he disagrees.
Respectfully, I do have to disagree with that comment. If that diagnosis had been made and the patient had immediately gone to hospital and been operated, he would still be alive today. There is no doubt in my mind about that.
Dr. Vickers declined to be interviewed for this story, as did New South Wales Corrective Services. But speaking to The Feed, Miss Bui says the family believes there was another reason correctional officers failed to act.
Do you think any kind of racial stereotyping played a part here?
I hate to say it, but yeah, definitely.
In an interview with a corrective services investigator, an officer on duty that night said he quite often saw Asian inmates crouch down on their haunches. Mr. Trambui was of Asian appearance, so the officer said seeing him crouching seemed normal.
He was on his haunches because he couldn't walk, because he was trying to alleviate pain for himself. If it was a Caucasian person crouching on their haunches, would that have rung alarm bells? Probably.
University of Technology Sydney Law Professor Dr. Thalia Anthony says people's race does contribute to their treatment in prison.
There are certain assumptions, particularly regarding people's race, that means that they're not given the same humanity as other people.
The circumstances of Sonny Trambui's death are now before the New South Wales coroner. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.